All right. Well, one thing that never changes, and that's the Word of God. That is a rock we can always anchor our lives on. And we want to get you into God's Word, as we do every day at this time on the Morning Munch. And joining us this week is Melinda Anderson from Royalty Tribe Ministries. How you doing, Melinda?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. We're excited to have you with us this morning.
I'm excited to be here this morning.
Well, we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
All right. This morning, we're going to be talking about feeling overwhelmed and lonely. And with the holidays just passing, I know a lot of us have been feeling that. And, you know, we've had a lot of loss in 2019, but God wants to restore our joy. He wants to strengthen us, and he wants to rekindle that love and that spark for him this year. So we just want God to have his way this morning. And Jesus knows what it feels like to be tired and feel alone while going through something no one else understood. In Matthew 26, before getting betrayed and knowing he had to endure his death on the cross, he said, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." He not only asked his disciples to stay up and pray with him one or two times, but three times. Wow, can you imagine how Jesus felt at this time of weakness and weariness? Not only were the disciples, were they his disciples, he called them friends. Sometimes in life, we go through such hard tests and trials, we don't feel like anyone understands what we're going through. We try to talk to our friends and family, and no one seems to understand the pain you're experiencing. Even though the disciples were asleep, God was always listening to his prayer. Jesus knew he had to pick up his cross and carry it for mankind to redeem us and give us confidence that no matter the burden we're bearing, God is always there for us. He knew that he had to carry his cross so we could carry our cross daily, confidently, knowing God's perfect will be done for his glory. If you feel tempted to give up, just know that Jesus understands every weakness of ours because he was tempted in every way that we are. Lastly, just know in Isaiah 40, 28 through 31 says, "The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired and weary. And his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." We all grow weary and tired, but hoping in the Lord will give you the strength you need to carry on.
That's a good word for us, Melinda. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
I will. Father God, we just thank you for this beautiful day that you've given to each and every one of us, God. We thank you, Lord God, as we go about in our day, Lord, that you would be the one who would lead and guide us in our footsteps today, Lord God. I just ask that each of us would grow much stronger in our relationship with you and that we would get closer with you today, Lord God. I just pray, Father, that your protection will be with each and every one of us. And Father God, if someone doesn't know you this morning, Lord God, that they will cry out to you, Lord God, that you will send us to them, Lord God, so that they can have a relationship with you too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. So Melinda Henderson joining us from, she's part of our Yes FM staff in Lima, but also from Royalty Tribe Ministries. And Melinda, tell us about Royalty Tribe.
All right. Royalty Tribe Ministries is a hometown ministry that we're the pastors of, me and my husband, Aaron Henderson. And we've been doing ministry. This will be our third year in October. We love doing ministry and we love what God is doing with our ministry. With it being home to home, it's intimate, and we get to spread the word of God wherever God sends us to and make disciples of other people. So that's it. They can contact us on Facebook. It's Royalty Tribe Ministries, and Tribe is T-R-Y-B. And you can call us even at our number at 419-979-3938, and we'll be happy to talk with you more about it.
Melinda, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.